But there are, there's the North American version. Johnny Cash and many other artists have covered that. But of course, it's Johnny Cash's song. And you have a New Zealand version. You have a UK version. There's a Hawaiian version. So basically, it's people who've been everywhere, and they name the towns and cities and countries or what have you in those particular areas. I did manage to listen to a few of them while doing my research for this show, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and stick with Johnny Cash, because why would you not? Anyway, look into all those. They're a lot of fun. Up ahead of that, I did a track from Be Your Own Pet. We Will Vacation, You Can Be My Parasol, from the Nashville band's 2006 debut self-titled album. Kicking off that last vacation theme bit for the evening with the one and only Rick Steves. Now, if Belinda makes me want to go Italy, so does Rick Steve, as I have said. Hope you're all enjoying the show. I certainly am. It is now Sunday morning, and it is time for the radio obituaries. We lost some good ones this past couple of weeks. Very sad. 2016 has been really rough. It gets a big middle finger from yours truly for pretty much everything that's gone on, all the nastiness that's happened recently, you know what I'm talking about, and all the people that have left us, including one of my favorites. This one hit me pretty hard. I'm very happy that I got to see her and her wonderful band live once. Wasn't enough. I had many other chances, and for some reason, once was the only time. But, you know, I'll always have that memory. She was gone too soon, and from what I understand, she suffered a stroke that happened during the election. And after she, kind of came back to her senses, she had stated that it was the turnout of the election that caused her that stroke that ended up taking her life. So she was witty and charming and funny right up to the end. She will be missed. It's Sharon Jones.
Brothers, two sisters, and me. She brought us to New York City to set herself free from all the fighting, screaming, and misery, yeah. But New York in 1960, no peace to be found. Segregation, drugs, and violence was all. Things I've been through.
When I was a child, I believed what they told me.
Every word.
To each one shall come what each one shall earn. And if I worked hard, nobody could hold me.
Hold me.
And cheaters will fail, that's what we all learn.
Cheaters never prosper.
But there is a man who was born with a fortune. A hard day's work he's never done.
Living on easy street.
He lives from the sweat of other men's labor.
Man, oh man, there's just nobody like Sharon Jones, no band like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Now, I was just going to play those two songs, but I'm really, really digging listening to some Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Now, you know, if you know her story, she had talked about that a little bit in the track I had played for you first, the I'm Still Here, which is from the soundtrack to the movie Miss Sharon Jones. Talking about how she was rejected and, you know, told that she was too old and all that and all the ridiculous things I'm sure musicians hear all the time. And she fought back and she kept at it. She didn't have her first hit single until she was 40. I mean, there are musicians now in their 20s and 30s that, you know, they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to make it in this very crowded world of very talented people. But Sharon Jones, she never took no for an answer. You know, she talked about how her toughest job that she ever had was being a prison guard. You know, she was this small, you know, small woman, but she was very energetic and she was larger than life. And I think that's probably what helped her get through all those hard times. And, you know, a lot of her songs are about the times that it took for the years that it took for her to get to where she eventually got to. It's very inspiring to everybody who, you know, no matter what age you are, if you don't think that you can ever find your dreams or you can ever make it to that level that you had, you know, given yourself and maybe in your teens and your 20s, you know, Sharon Jones was one of those artists who kind of taught you and taught musicians everywhere to not give up. You know, just to keep going. And she did it. And, you know, she's gone way too soon. It's very sad, very, very sad. I realized while I was playing my vacation theme that I didn't do a PSA, and oops, so So I have to do two to make up for that. I was just in the moment. I was in the vacation Italian moment. So it's almost time for the holidays. So I'm going to do the PSA, the very special Happy Holidays. Please don't drink and drive PSA. You ready, folks? Has a lovely Simpsons cover on it. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with responsible enjoyment of alcohol, inebriants, all of the good stuff. But if you're under the influence, like if you're buzzed, you're hammered, you're hosed, who says hosed? If you're toasted or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. You hear that, kids? Don't even think about it. I will find you. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, into the party, into a group with designated sober drivers. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This radio station wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. You got it, kids. Celebrate responsibly as the Christmas and holidays and New Year's and all that comes at us. And be ready for another PSA somewhere down the road. Because I got to do, because I forgot. Bad host. Slapping my hand. All right, I said I was going to play some more Sharon Jones because I was really into it. I hope you guys are okay with that. Maybe just one or two more songs, and I got to move on. But it's Sharon Jones and the Jap Kings, baby.
Yeah, money. Without money, what would we do? We got a little idea. We see what's going on. They say the money is the root of all evil, but ain't nothing evil about money. Because we need that money to pay the president's scratching his head, the economy is down, Wall Street about to lose him, I mean up and down, gas prices up and down, nobody knows what to do. You know what we need though?
Something that I said was something
To the Radio Obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, saying goodbye to the one and only Sharon Jones. Music right there from Sharon Jones. How about that? Her very first single right there, track called Damn, It's Hot. That was released back in 1996, and that was before she joined the Dap Kings. That was when she was on her own and doing her thing. And that was her first single, and it's a really great song. Damn, It's Hot, again, her first single released in 1996. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings up ahead of that. Money from 2010's spectacular release, I Learned the Hard Way. More Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. People don't get what they deserve from their last studio album. Now, they had a holiday album afterwards, which is really, really great. I'm not a real big fan of holiday music, of Christmas music, but when someone like Sharon Jones does it, I can put my dislike of the holiday music aside. But this was the 2014 album, Give the People What They Want, was their last studio album of original material. And again, I played you People Don't Get What They Deserve. And kicking off the Radio Obituary set for Sharon Jones was one of her last songs, I'm Still Here, and that is off of the soundtrack to the documentary Miss Sharon Jones, which was released this year. We lost some great people, as I've said, not only this year, but these past couple of weeks. And another person that we lost, I pretty much grew up with, sat in front of the television, and she welcomed the Doyon family and all families across the world into her home, and both live and in syndication for many, many, many years. I'm talking about the one and only Florence Henderson, who passed away recently, and it's really sad. I mean, she was a humanitarian. She did a lot of really good work. She was a big singer on Broadway. You know, she was a Broadway star way before the Brady Bunch happened, and even in her later years she got back on the stage, and she was in Chicago, I believe. You know, she did her thing right until the very end, and it was very inspiring. And she will be missed, of course, but she will live on, just like Sharon Jones, just like all of these people that we say goodbye to. They may not be here physically, but they will leave a legacy that will outlive probably, you know, all of us. You know, we should only be so lucky to leave a mark like all of these great people, and that's why we appreciate them. So here's the Radio Obituary. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye to Florence Henderson.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
I don't quite know how to say this, but me and a lot of the guys are really fond of you.
Oh, Lizard, that's very flattering.
It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight.
So happy together.
If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together.
For me is you, and you see.
So happy together. Come on, everybody, sing it. I can't see me loving nobody but you all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you.
And you and me. So happy together.
Bye.
You are tuned in to your freeform radio station, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston Freeform Radio. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am Ryan D, and this is the radio obituary segment of the show. Saying goodbye to the one and only Florence Henderson. That was the Brady Bunch off of the 1972 album Meet the Brady Bunch, which is a whole lot of covers, including that one, which I did enjoy. Day After Day, it's their cover of the classic Badfinger song. Little Florence Henderson solo up ahead of that track called Born to Say Goodbye. And I pulled it off of the it's an album that's just 70s music, and Florence Henderson pretty much encompasses the 70s. So, of course, I had to play that. Again, it was called Born to Say Goodbye. Florence Henderson on The Muppets doing So Happy Together from her 1976 appearance on The Muppet Show. She was a frequent visitor of The Muppet Show. That was one of my favorite shows as a kid, along with The Brady Bunch. So Florence Henderson joining The Muppets, it was great when you're a child. It was everything you want. And then, of course, kicking it off with the theme from The Brady Bunch, the show that pretty much put Florence Henderson on the map, even though she had been a very accomplished stage actress for many, many years before the inevitable breakthrough of The Brady Bunch, which is still in syndication, and you can still watch it. And it's still as important today as it was back then. All right, let's move on. So I am a big Britpop fan. Back in my early DJ days, I did a show called The Best of the Brits. And one of the bands that I played the hell out of, it's a band called Inspiral Carpets. There's a lot of this theme of the area. Madchester is what it was called, and it was the Madchester scene, and that was basically a shout out to Manchester's music and all the bands that came out of Manchester in the 80s and 90s. There were so many of them, and I just had so much music to choose from when I was doing the Best of the Brits show. And Spiral Carpets were one of my favorite Britpop bands. They have so many great albums. Revenge of the Goldfish, The Beast Inside, Devil Hopping, their self-titled one. It's all great Britpop music. And unfortunately, just recently, November 20th, I believe, the original drummer has passed away. He was only 44 years old. There isn't a cause of death that was that I found, but it's 44. It's way too young. He was the original drummer. They parted ways. They had a little falling out, but they got back together. So he basically was the drummer for all of their major albums, including my favorite, which is Revenge of the Goldfish. So this is a tribute to Craig Gill, the original drummer for the band Inspiral Carpets, who unfortunately passed away all too soon, just at 44. You don't want to say those kind of words. So here they are. Here's Inspiral Carpets here in Radio Obituary, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
city with all the guts on the hill. Will not one of them help us? The temple which they built is an empty shell. Sometimes how so many could be so blind. What have I done with my life? Is this the end when two worlds collide? Sun from the sky, the color from the heart of a rose. Today I took food from the hand of a starving child.
The music right there from the Inspiral Carpets. That track right there is called Caravan. That was from 1991's fantastic album, The Beast Inside, celebrating the life of the drummer for the Inspiral Carpets, great Manchester band. His name was Craig Gill, and he passed away recently at the age of 44. That's just too young. Inspiral Carpets, ahead of that, Two Worlds Collide, pretty much one of my favorite Britpop tracks. I have a handful of ones that I hold near and dear, and Two Worlds Collide it's just fantastic. And that is from 92's album, Revenge of the Goldfish. Well, Bubbles in the Think Tank is winding down. Despite the sadness of the Radio Obituary, we're celebrating their life and all of their great accomplishments and the great music and the things that make us happy. So it's not so much that we should be sad about it. Of course, they're gone. But again, like I said, the memory lives on. We have all of this material to remember them by, which is really great. I still have a PSA left. I told you I was going to do it. I'm going to do the pedestrian safety PSA. So pedestrian safety, you know what? It's a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. So when you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's a law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. So when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch the traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. So a little more time to say goodbye and celebrate the life of a artist that has recently passed. And I'm going to play something from Ray Columbus, a New Zealand artist, Christchurch, New Zealand. Ray Columbus started the band Ray Columbus and the Invaders, and they were a rock group from Christchurch, New Zealand, active in the 60s, 64 to 66, just a few years. They had one huge hit, which I'm going to play for you, and then their second wasn't so huge, but it was still a big hit for them. Anyway, he passed away. It was this week, I believe. What is today? No, it was last week. Anyway, Mr. Ray Columbus has passed away, and his band Ray Columbus and the Invaders, they were pretty great. And I'm going to play a track for you right now that I think you're going to enjoy. Ray Columbus and the Invaders, Radio Obituary.
She's a mom. She's a mom.
She's a mom.
She's a mom.
She's a mom.
She's a mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a mom. She's a mom. She won't drink anymore.
She's a mom.
She's a mom.
She's a mom.
You have tuned into the Radio Obituary. Ray Columbus right there. Ray Columbus and the Invaders. That was called Come On and Swim from Ray Columbus and the Invaders. Up ahead of that, the track Yo-Yo, which is the follow-up single to She's a Mod, didn't quite hit as big as She's a Mod, but it was a big hit for them anyway. And kicking off that with She's a Mod. Now, a fun fact about She's a Mod, that was the first song from a New Zealand band to be number one in a foreign country. Isn't that crazy? And that was 1964. So no other band had a hit anywhere until Ray Columbus and the Invaders came along, had a hit song, She's a Mod. It was number one in Australia. That's right. All right, one last track, saying goodbye to Mickey Fitz. He was the lead singer of the quintessential oi punk band, The Business, out of London. He passed away just recently, and I'm going to play for you my favorite track from The Business, The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But The Truth. Mickey Fitz from The Business. Mickey Fitz wanted the truth. That was The Business. Great band out of London. They were around for a long time. They started in 1979, so four decades. And they were quintessential punk rock, really great stuff, and they were a South London band. And again, Mickey Fitz just did it for decades and decades and decades. And unfortunately, cancer got him, and he passed away, and he left behind, you know, 40 years or so of music. It's really incredible. If you're not familiar and you just want some music to just get you going and get you kind of, especially the album that I played right there, The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But The Truth. It's a really great album for the political times that we find ourselves in today. So if you're feeling angry about some stuff, I know I am. I know you are. Got 4 years. Business is going to help you through it. So check them out if you're not familiar. Again, that was saying goodbye to lead singer of the band, Mickey Fitz. And that's it. That, my friends, was the Bubbles in the Think Tank. Gosh, I had a good time. I really do enjoy covering for Belinda and covering for this great show that's been around for a while and for playing music for all of you fine folks. I want to thank everybody on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page. You guys have been great. Bill Hughes, M. Freddie Stockwell, Bob Cohen. You guys have just been keeping up. Todd Huff, you've been making me laugh. Trollman Joe Silver, I love the picture of Johnny Cash and the cats. Probably one of my favorite pictures of Johnny Cash. Anyway, you guys are great. I enjoy all your comments and posting while I'm playing songs and keeping up with it all. It's a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you all being out there and listening. I appreciate all of you being out here and joining Bubbles in the Think Tank today. I hope you have a great rest of your evening. I'm going to leave you in the hands. I believe this is Mandy coming in. Is that right? Yeah. All right. Mandy B. It is time for Mandy B. She has the 1 o'clock in the morning show. That's pretty great. And it's time for her show, so I'm going to leave you in her capable hands. Again, thanks for joining Bubbles and Think Tank. Belinda will be back next week. I'm going to hand it over to Mandy. But first, before I do that, as I'm not sure you're quite ready, so I'm going to put a song on until you're ready. What do you think? I'll just put on some, let's see, maybe some Chemical Brothers. Just something that you can turn off when you're good and ready to play. That's what I do for my show before I leave the mic. So I'll do that. All right, everybody. Chemical Brothers is coming up before Mandy comes on and shuts it down. Have a great rest of your evening. Enjoy the show that's coming up. Mandy B is taking the mic, and Bubbles and Think Tank is ending. Bye, everybody. Wow!